where I'm at in my career, I want to go somewhere where winning is something that's expected, not something that people get excited about.
All right, here's a special edition of the Northern From Adam podcast, and it will sound a little different only because we are out in Los Angeles getting ready for the ESPYs on Wednesday night. We are not near an ISDN line in which the sound quality is much more crisp, clear, and clean. So we are on a regular phone line for this special edition of the Northern From Adam podcast, but we felt like it was important enough to do because it deals with D'Angelo Williams. Last week on the podcast, D'Angelo Williams came on and said that there were four teams, despite the fact that he's now a free agent, that he would refuse to play for. Today, he returned to the Know Them From Adam podcast to spell out those list of teams. He agreed to do that once viewers and listeners voted on the teams that they thought he would not play for, which turned out to be quite different from the actual list. And without further ado, D'Angelo Williams. Last week, when we taped the Know Them From Adam podcast, you had mentioned that there were four teams that you would not play for. We put it up for poll, and the answers came back. The majority have spoken, and I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, the four teams that the listeners voted on that they thought you would never play for, that you would refuse to play for, were the New England Patriots, Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, and Cleveland Browns. So what do you got for us, D'Angelo? Give us the teams and give us the explanations.
Okay. First team would be the Cleveland Browns, mainly because they don't have a history of winning. I don't think they've ever had a winning season, and the closest thing they've ever gotten there to a winning season is 8-8 in my lifetime. Not really sure about all the championships they won before the Super Bowl was a Super Bowl, but in my lifetime, I hadn't seen them have a winning season. The Carolina Panthers would be team number two, and the reason being is because of the way they handled my exit. I had no problem with getting fired, but the things that went on there that I didn't like, and I still don't like to this day. However, they have rectified the situation in terms of other players. If they were to go through something like what I went through when I was there, they have fixed that issue with players.
Before we get to team three, D'Angelo, Carolina. So you left on bad terms today. You would not say that you're on good terms with them today.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I'm on good terms with them today because we hadn't had a conversation since my release in terms of any apologies or anything of that nature. Anyone talking to me from that front office to even rectify the situation that with the issues that we had there. So there's no point in me, you know, going back to, I mean, you're an ex for a reason, right? You don't go back to exes, and, you know, that's just where I'm at there.
Team three.
Team three would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. My fondest memory of the Jacksonville Jaguars is Fred Taylor. I mean, he, in my opinion, is a future Hall of Famer, but I can't think of anything else positive about that particular organization outside of the fact that they have pools in the stadium.
Okay. and the lack of positive things going on there is the reason that you wouldn't play there, or is there another reason?
Well, no, that's the reason. You know, I want to go – where I'm at in my career, I want to go somewhere where winning is something that's expected, not something that people get excited about.
So if Jacksonville called tomorrow, you'd say thank you, but no thank you.
Yes. Thank you, but no thank you. And, it's more so one of those things to where if any of these four teams are listening, it's more so they understand.
Yep. And in team four, Oh, really? Out of left field.
Be out of left field. Nobody would have ever guessed this team. Contrary to popular belief, it's not the Patriots. It's not the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's not the Baltimore Ravens.
Which were the favorites?
So, I'll give you backstory on why this team.
And good.
Some will say that I'm a true fan, and I totally get it. And some will be like, you're stupid, you're crazy. And then the fan base of this team is going to be absolutely livid. But who cares? That's why we're fans. That's where the fandom comes from. So I grew up and was raised as a 49ers fan. So this fourth team, you should be able to guess it.
If you're the Dallas Cowboys?
Absolutely right. My fandom for the team I was raised as will not allow me to go to the Cowboys. I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 1983, and the 49ers ruled the 80s. The Cowboys somewhat did something in the 90s. I even refuse to give them that as a Niners fan. And it's just now I'm always loyal to the team that signed my checks.
Which makes sense. And people thought they were convinced because you've been outspoken against New England that the Patriots would be one of those teams.
No. It was. I know. It's just that it's kind of one of those things, man. And it wasn't the Patriots because there wasn't a lot of hatred there. Like I was speaking and will continue to speak on the side of being right. You know, I mean, you look at all the championship rings that they have. You can't deny the fact that they win. Whether it's them being in a weak division, whether it's Tom Brady being an exceptional quarterback, whether him being a system quarterback, whatever the fact is they continue to win, and they win on a consistent basis.
Yep.
I'm in the business of winning. So, therefore, outside of the Dallas Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys, they win. They don't ever show up during the playoffs, though. Like, they always disappear in the playoffs. Like, I got a great depiction of the Cowboys fan base. During the regular season last year, they were on cloud nine. You couldn't tell them anything, because they were going to win the ship. That's all they said. Like, fans just got extremely super annoying. And then the minute they lose, they either got cheated, somebody was hurt, like there's the excuses start flowing. It's just amazing to me, just that fan base, just in general, they can't handle defeat. I mean, still to this day, they say the Dez Bryant catch against the Green Bay Packers was a catch.
Why do you think it's gone the other way for them in the postseason, and they've been unable to come through when it's mattered most?
Well, you know, I've yet to figure that out. I mean, I honestly can't tell you. I can't give you an answer on that because they play great in the regular season. And I could probably guess. And this is just my football educational guess in terms of why they don't do well in the postseason. There's no pressure on you to win regular season games other than you don't know how many games it's going to take you to get into the postseason. Well, you do know once you're in the postseason that one loss will put you out. And I think that pressure is just the right amount of pressure to bust their pipes.
That's a very interesting list there, D'Angelo. So to recap, we have the Cleveland Browns, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Carolina Panthers, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Thank you, but no thank you to all those teams.
Yes. Thank you, but no thank you. You know, I'll sit here until 28 of those other teams call.
Hey, D'Angelo, I appreciate you coming back on for the bonus podcast. It was enjoyable last week. It was enjoyable this week. And I wish you luck finding a new team with one of those 28 other teams.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it, Adam.
And so a very special thank you to our podcast guest from the last 2 weeks, free agent running back D'Angelo Williams. We kept it short this week because of the ESPYs tonight, Wednesday night, but we'll be back next week with a full-length, extra overtime, Know Them From Adam podcast with a very special guest with lots of interesting insights. Until next week, have a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining us.